Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Welcome. It is so wonderful to connect with you. Welcome to this week's quick IQ episode. Now, today I want to talk to you about getting lost on the healing journey, or rather maybe warn you about getting lost on the healing journey, just because I see it happen so often. I mean, it's really kind of become a norm for a lot of people, and not because people are always stuck per se, or that they feel stuck. But sometimes it's because people get distracted or even sucked into like new age marketing, even though they don't realize it. Or there are just, you know, a variety of different reasons. And that's what I want to talk to you about, because, you know, when I look back at my injury, of course, you've probably heard me say that looking back, you know, it was a life-changing gift. I mean, it really changed my life. And I want to be always clear in saying it wasn't the injury or the accident, because most people who go through what I went through, they don't get better. So that was not the gift, but the fact that I changed and I grew transformed my life. And when we stop and, of course, look at what is going on and why the illness or injury or whatnot and change it, that's when it becomes a life-changing gift. So again, the change is the gift, not the accident or the injury. So I just always want to be very clear with that. Now, looking at my injury, if I could change one thing, it would be that I did it a lot faster, you know, that it just wouldn't take so long, which of course is part of the reason that I'm always taking people who are in chronic pain or having illness or injury and showing them how to get rapid results. You know, that's part of the reason that I do those episodes, is so you can see that it doesn't have to take years to do it. And you've probably heard before, if you've been listening to past episodes, where you hear somebody who has been working on healing for 7 years or 10 years or 50 years or 25 years or, you know, whatnot. I mean, it's a lot of people. And unfortunately, as I mentioned, many people are getting sucked in a way where they don't really even realize as much that their life is passing them by. And that can be part of the reason that a person can get stuck on the healing journey itself, is first and foremost because they're kind of being a bit checked out. You know, they're working so hard on the metaphysical and the vision, and they're doing all these things in their head to try to create this new reality, but they've completely lost contact and stopped taking action in their current reality. And ultimately, what you want to do is, of course, get a picture of your new reality and also program your mind, but then live in the present, which then allows you to be able to take action in your current reality, which then helps transform their current reality into the new reality. And so you want both in many cases. You know, you want the physical action and you also want the mindset and really programming your mind. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people who just get stuck in their head, and I see people lose themselves in that. And what ends up happening is that time just keeps going by and keeps going by. And then they might even say something like, you know, time is just an illusion. But I see people who kind of wake up from that 10 years later, 15 years later, 50 years later, however many years later. And even though they feel like they've, quote unquote, become spiritual, they don't feel like they've manifested and lived the life that they really wanted to live, because a lot of it was just happening in their head. And so, you know, we talked about in the past about really feeling that level of connection and presence in the moment. And that is important. And so too is creating real change. And it's not about checking out and living in a false reality. It's actually about, you know, really being grounded and feeling that energy and changing who you are and how you feel in a very grounded and real way. Okay, so that's number one. Make sure to not check out. And I know if you've been listening to past episodes, you've probably heard me say this one before. You know, making sure to be present and not just be completely checked out, but to create real change and really programming your mind, which is number two, is really understanding the depth in programming your mind as well. And not just seeing what it is that you want to see, but really understanding that there's a deeper level of transformation that needs to take place. And a simple way to illustrate this would be to think about Benjamin Franklin's quote that you've probably heard before. You know, his quote says, "You can do anything that you set your mind to." Now, a lot of people misunderstand this simple quote. You know, they mistakenly think that it means, all right, I'm just going to put my mind to it and I'm just going to do it. So they try to just get extremely determined and push through to try to achieve it. But that is not what this quote really means when you stop and think about it. You know, if you think about the quote in itself where it says, you can do anything that you set your mind to, if you stop and think about the word set, what does that really mean? You know, if you think about setting an alarm or setting a timer or setting a clock or setting your GPS, in all of these instances, you're inputting information. You're getting specific information into your mind. And so when you think about it, this quote by Benjamin Franklin is really, you can do anything that you set your mind to, which means that you really need to make sure that you've programmed your mind in the direction that you want to go. And when you stop and think about Benjamin Franklin for a moment, you know, he was well known for programming his mind, you know, practicing putting certain things and feelings and ways of being into his mind that he called his virtues. And so that was something that he practiced all of the time. Now, I use this quote just as an example, meaning that it's not all about this quote per se, but it's really about consciousness, about what you're willing to see, the depth that you're willing to see the information and understand yourself and your mind and what else is going on. It's not about the quote itself. What it's really about is awareness and perspective. You know, when you think about the word set and you think about it with an open mind, clearly you can see, okay, if you set an alarm or set a clock or whatnot, input information, you can see that more clearly. And how many people have just took it at face value and thought, okay, well, I'm going to just decide and get determined and push through and that's what I'm going to do. And, you know, and they try that and unfortunately they fail, whether it comes to healing or success or different things like that, because it's not all about just getting determined and pushing through. And don't get me wrong, determination is a great thing. You know, being determined was very helpful in getting myself to follow through and really understand my mind and how everything worked and put it all together. So I'm not saying determination is a bad thing. I'm just saying that there's also a level of needing to really program and create that shift in your mind. It's not all about just pushing through. But again, it's not all about this specific quote. It's really about your level of awareness, the level to be able to see more depth within everything and understand it at a deeper level to transform yourself at a deeper level. That's what is key. You know, not just taking everything at face value, but really knowing what that depth is and understanding it. Because a lot of times what happens in spirituality or metaphysics or, you know, working with the universe or God or different things like that, when somebody doesn't understand something, they're just really quick to chalk it up to the esoteric. They're like, yes, it's universe, it's so esoteric that nobody can understand it, you know? And that's how, unfortunately, a lot of people even look at healing. It's like they're sending random energy or this or that, and, you know, and they're not really looking at it and developing that deeper level of understanding that's really needed to master something. Instead, in their mind, it doesn't really make a lot of logical sense, but they just leave it all very esoteric and unknown and are doing a lot of random actions to try to make progress. And by the way, there are some people who really love for it to be magic. You know, they're not trying to really look at it and really understand it. You know, I've even had somebody say to me before, gosh, you break it down and make it all so logical. I like it being magic and I like it being so esoteric. I love to believe in magic. And that's what she really said to me. And I said, but you know, if people can get results, that makes it even more magic. Find the magic in the results, not the magic in not understanding it and making it esoteric, you know, and so it's interesting. And a lot of people would just love to believe in the magic and stay there. But again, you want to get grounded. You want to really break it down to understand it, to create real change, you know, and always look at things objectively with an open mind. You know, honestly, it's still surprising how many people are engaging in just meditation to try to heal themselves. And the reason that I say it's just surprising is when you stop and look at it objectively, it doesn't make sense. You know, you, again, with an open mind, you know, you can see, for example, that Steve Jobs, a very brilliant man, was deep into meditative and spiritual practices. And unfortunately, he didn't heal himself. And meditation is not enough. And some people might say, well, you know, he wasn't as spiritual. He was into technology and Apple and all of that. So maybe a better example would be thinking about the current and 14th Dalai Lama. You know, if you think about it, I think it was like 2009. He had his gallbladder, or, you know, a ton of gallstones removed from his body. And I have to say, I have so much respect for him because he didn't hide it. He actually came out and spoke about it and made statements saying things like, you know, I'm not a healer. And obviously I didn't get this healed and different things like that. He spoke about it openly. And part of the reason that I have so much respect for him because of that is just because I see a lot of people who do have major health issues who are trying to teach healing and they're hiding the fact that they do have health issues. And so it makes it confusing and misleading for a lot of people, unfortunately, which is part of the reason that there's so much confusion around healing and getting real results. That's why there are still so many people right now who are just using meditation to try to heal and don't realize that they need to do a lot more. Meditation is not enough. It does take real change at a deeper level in the mind, which, going back to what it is that we were talking about, which was perspective and depth and being willing to really see what is there and not just what your brain wants to see is there. And so really having an open mind to see with more depth and more awareness, that is key for creating a real transformation. You know, at the end of the day, you're not going to be able to see everything in the same way and expect real change. You know, when you've created real change, it means you see things in a different way. It means you feel things in a different way and you've embodied that. So that is key. And this is something that keeps people stuck on the healing journey for many, many years and not really getting the results that they want. And by the way, this example with Benjamin Franklin's quote is an illustration that I use all of the time with people to help people realize that they aren't really seeing the full picture. And so you may want to take a moment at the end of this episode and really just kind of let your mind digest this awareness so you can be open to seeing and receiving even more and see everything from an open perspective, you know, looking at it from all angles and really making sure that you're seeing depth in it, which actually brings us to the third thing that I wanted to talk about. And unfortunately, that has to do with marketing and how that is influencing what you're seeing and hearing and influencing your spiritual journey so much, likely more than your mind realizes, even in simple ways that can just throw you off or keep you scattered in your way of thinking that keeps you from getting real results. And a simple example of this is just even when you stop and think about it for a moment, a lot of people feel like metaphysics is a new age way of thinking and that spirituality and all these things, you know, our thoughts help create our life, is all very cutting edge. But when you stop and think about it, I mean, metaphysics started with like Aristotle, or even Parmenides is considered to be the father of metaphysics. And of course, we're talking about ancient Greek philosophers from BC, you know, from thousands of years ago, you know, so it's been said throughout history. And when you stop and think about it for a moment, now we're calling it a new age movement, like it's brand new, like it's cutting edge. And it's been, again, throughout history, even in the 1800s, if you think about William James, I mean, his famous quote is, "The greatest discovery of my generation is that a human being can alter his life by altering his attitude." And again, that's from the late 1800s and early 1900s. And so here we are in this time when we have access to more information than ever, and we can look back on history and see all of this information very clearly. And yet here we are in our generation in the year 2020s, feeling like this is new information and cutting edge information. And what happens is a lot of people get excited about the new information and feeling like it's cutting edge, that they lose sight of the results, of staying focused on the results. So instead, what happens is people can get their egos wrapped up in it and say, "Oh my God, and this is new cutting edge information," and they feel like they're more advanced than everybody, and it becomes a bit of an ego trip. And you've probably seen people like that before, where, you know, it's just about what's the most new cutting edge thing, and they don't realize that it really has been around for thousands of years, you know. And there are a lot of people who feel like this whole concept and awareness of energy is like this brand new cutting edge thing. But if you think back to biblical times, it's there as well. I mean, even if you think about angels having a halo over their head, that's exactly what that was, is it's emanating energy from them. So again, the awareness of energy has been around for a long period of time. Now, of course, we're able to see more scientifically when we start to look at particles and photons and frequencies and different things like that. And of course, that's great on a scientific level where it's easier to study it and analyze it even more. But that is my point, is to not get sidetracked with all of that stuff, because it's so easy to go from the next shiny object to the next shiny object of, "Oh my God, this is cutting edge," or, "Oh, this is cutting edge, and this is cutting edge," without ever actually creating a real change on the inside. And ultimately, that's what you'll want to do. And so what will happen with people in their spiritual or healing journey, they go from one concept to another concept, just looking at things in a different way, and they get caught up, and that's how they end up stuck on the healing journey or sucked into it, because of course it's all fascinating to learn about it, but you don't want to lose sight of focusing on results. And when you stop and think about it for a moment, a lot of times what people are getting caught up is just the same information said another way, meaning that one person might say, "Oh, well, stress affects the physical body," and another person would say, "Well, it's energy that's affecting the physical body." And when we look at energy, energy really stems from emotions, so that's energy and motion. So somebody who's saying stress impacts the physical body is also somebody who's saying that energy affects the physical body. I mean, it's just putting it into different languages and looking at it from different perspectives. And so again, my point being is that you won't want to get stuck on the healing journey and sucked in by marketing or an ego feeling or different things like that, where we can call this all new age way of thinking that's, by the way, been around for thousands of years. You know, and by the way, let me give you an example that I have experienced multiple times in my own life, and especially when I was first starting out in my career and I wanted to make a bigger difference, you know, help more and more people. And I started reaching out for different ideas on how to do so. And I made a video set and put in all of the things that I did to heal myself and the things that I did to help others and yada, yada, yada. You know, I put basically all of the things in it to help people to do it themselves. And then I would tell people that healing's been around for thousands of years. And what was most important is just to focus on results. But over and over and over, I had marketing people tell me that if I said that healing has been around for thousands of years, that nobody would want to come join my course because people only like what is new. So I have to tell people that it is absolutely new. And of course, I'm not going to tell people that the idea of healing is new and I discovered it. You know, I wouldn't say that. And of course, there are plenty of things that are in my course that are new and cutting edge, and the tools and techniques and how-tos and things that I've figured out and how it works and why it works and how to get results and techniques and all of that stuff, right? So there are plenty of things that are new, but kind of the implication was to call it something new because people always want to go towards the next new shiny object. Now, what happens when people keep doing that is ultimately they're not really getting the results that they want. And they're, you know, going in a lot of different directions, looking at this, looking at that. And that's ultimately what's occurring right now, is that there are a lot of people who are waking up to this awareness that our minds are amazing, but they're jumping from one awareness to the next, but they're not really getting the results. So they're jumping from, oh, the subconscious mind, and oh, let me study energy and all of these things, but they're not really making that change at a deeper level. And that is what you won't want to lose sight of. Now, you might think, okay, well, that's really simple. I get it. That's easy. But you would be surprised at how often people get lost on the spiritual journey. And maybe you wouldn't, because when you stop and think about these spiritual communities, you know, if you're somebody who's really deep into the spiritual communities, then I'm sure that you've seen this before, where it's literally like competitive spirituality, where one person's like, oh, I started to see energy. And another person says, well, I've been able to do that for 6 months. It's like somebody else is like, well, I can see more energy and I can see different colors. And by the way, I touched it. And so there's like all of this competitive feeling around it and like what's new and then the geometric shapes and different things like that. And my point is, again, is I get it and it's fun and it's great and love energy and love expansion, absolutely. But the key thing that I'm saying is people get wrapped up in that they lose sight of ever getting real results. And when you stop and think about even the wording of calling it something new age, I mean, is it really? When you stop and think about it, is it really new age? No, but that's great marketing. And that's really what everybody wants, is whatever is the new, latest and greatest. And so my point is to make sure that what you want as the newest thing is getting real tangible results and go after that. You know, and by the way, with the marketing people that I was working with, they didn't want me to mention that it was something that's been around for thousands of years. But for me, that is what is new, is results. You know, when you stop and think about it, it has been around for thousands of years. Why isn't it the norm? Well, that's because it lacks results. So instead of yet calling it another new discovery of healing, I would rather just speak to what is real and say, hey, this has been around for thousands of years, and what is new is getting actual tangible results, and let's do that, you know? That's the thing that's new, that's the thing that we really need, you know, to make it a new norm. That's the thing that's gonna make it really stick after being around for thousands of years, you know, if people are getting tangible results. And by the way, speaking of the competitive spirituality type of thing, you know, all of the time I see people after they heal themselves, that's when their energy and their mind and gifts open up and expand even more. Because when there's a health issue, it's basically your body telling you the most important thing you need to know and change. And of course, that's what happened in my own life, is that after I healed, that's when my gifts all opened up. And so I see that all the time as well, where people just become even more connected to energy when they create real, genuine healing. All right. So that, of course, is what you want to do, is focus on the results. And that's what I did in my life. You know, instead of making it something that it wasn't or making it huge in my brain, I really took the time to understand it and build it and understand the mind. And, you know, why does the mind affect the physical body, and what conclusions I came from that, and hypothesis, and, you know, developed theories to then say, okay, what can I do to get the results? But point being is that I really developed a deep understanding instead of just getting caught in all of the marketing of it all. I realized that stuff wasn't working. And by the way, I do, of course, want to say there are plenty of people in marketing and advertising who have great integrity. So I'm not wanting to stereotype a bunch of people. All I'm saying is that when you stop and look around for a moment, that what a lot of people feel is cutting edge and new concepts and new awarenesses have been around for a very long time. And I would say that a lot of that has to do with marketing and positioning. And it keeps people from really seeing what is real and gets them caught up in this cycle. And many times, people don't even realize that they're lost on the spiritual journey. You know, they don't realize that they've completely disconnected from reality and they're kind of checked out and they're living in this alternate reality because they feel like it's so cutting edge and so advanced that they're ahead of everything when they're really semi or a lot checked out from what is going on and doing the things that could advance their life on many different levels. Because instead, what it looks like and it feels like in their mind and in their life is they feel very cutting edge and very even superior or super knowledgeable or superhuman. And they're also, as we talked about in the very beginning, living life a bit checked out. So they're living like in a fake reality where they're not really in touch with reality per se. And so they end up living more of their life in their mind, feeling cutting edge, but never make the real changes deep inside of them that would help to give them the life that they want. And not only that, but I can tell you that there are also some people who will find something that is off in their life, and they know that it's off, and they know it's a problem, and instead of actually fixing it, they try to work around it, because either they don't want to fix it, or they don't know how to fix it, and so it just becomes this stuck spot. Meanwhile, they're trying to be spiritual in every other way, but that's what's keeping their life stuck. And so, anyways, I want to bring this all together because there are probably a lot of people who will see this insight as being very simple. But if you think back to Benjamin Franklin's quote, we can see that when you look at things with that deeper level of awareness, it can be the difference between failure or success. And so just that small distinction can mean everything, you know, a huge difference. And so my biggest suggestion is this, is that if you notice yourself where you're stuck on the journey, where you're caught up in the next shiny object, but you're not really creating that shift, or your perspective feels a bit stuck and you're not really seeing the depth, or even if you're living life a bit checked out in a false sense of reality, and you're starting to notice that time is passing you by and you're not really getting the results that you want, then you'll want to make sure to change that, to become present and to do things in a different way. All right, so speaking of setting your mind and getting specific mind programming in, that of course, in and of itself, can be very tricky. And that said, I'd strongly recommend making sure to not miss the next episode. So if you listen to last week's volunteer episode, I was working with a woman named Nikki, and there were some insights about the mind and how it does affect our physical beauty. But this week, for the second half of the session, we're taking it to an even deeper level and understanding the mind programming and even mind blocks in themselves, because you'll see that she's got some complex blocks going on that are keeping her from really stepping into her vision. And so that's where we're going. And again, I would strongly recommend not missing that episode just because it's extremely insightful. All right, so that said, it has been such a pleasure connecting with you. I just love that you are somebody who is here, who is continuing to expand your mind and your energy and your consciousness. And on that note, you know, from today's episode, my biggest suggestion is really to take an honest look at your life and make sure that you're not getting caught up in all of the distractions, but instead that you're making sure to focus on getting real results in your life, because you do truly deserve a healthy, happy, wonderful, amazing, loving, and fulfilling life. That said, I do wish you a most wonderful, spiritful rest of your day. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. All of the time, people reach out and say how much these episodes have given them hope or touched their heart or helped them stay positive in hard times or even woken them up to a completely new level of awareness of how amazing we all really are. If today's episode touched your heart or expanded your mind in any way, please do me a favor and be sure to share it with those you care about or those you know who really need it. As more and more people become empowered, it really will change our world for the better. That is the point and the power of these demonstrations, is to create a radical shift in our world consciousness by showing everyone what we are all capable of. And of course, each volunteer will really need to follow through to reinforce their programming to maintain their results. But the point is for you to see that you really can create rapid results in your health and your life if you really understand how to use your mind. You're incredible. And I do want to be clear, though, that most people will not get results this fast on their own. I make it look very easy because of the discoveries that I made. You'll want to remember that there's so much more going on in our minds at a deeper level than people realize. That said, if you want to send me any questions or comments, come visit me on my website at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you do have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctors. Instead, you'll want to continue seeing them and make it your goal to blow their minds with what you're capable of with your mind. Thank you.